Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, ladies and gentlemen. And we're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're absolutely having a fantastic day as we always talk about God, family, and country, as we always talk about the protection of life, liberty, and property, as we always let you know there's free radio live and on demand at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, share the love. And if you go to LovingLiberty.net, you've got incredible talk show hosts around the clock. We're part of one of the greatest networks on the planet. And those talk show hosts are available around the clock for radio. All of us are live on the radio, but then we're on demand, turned into podcast after the shows. But there's also a lot of incredible podcasts in addition to the radio shows. Well, why are some of them podcasts and some radio shows? Because radio shows have to be a given consistent length to be considered radio. Podcasters do a wonderful job, but yet their shows are varying in length, and therefore it's very hard to put on the radio. You know, if I do an hour show today and a half hour show tomorrow, what do you do with the other half hour? How do you adjust on the fly all the time? How do you let people know when shows are available? If one show ends early, I can't just, you know, start the next show if people are counting on it at a certain time. So see, those varying lengths become very difficult when it comes to radio. But nevertheless, there's incredible podcasts available, expanding the offerings and the programming availability of some incredible talk show hosts available all at LovingLiberty.net. You can download our iPhone app and our Android app if they're free. And then you can listen to live or on-demand radio. All the podcasts, all the radio shows are there. In addition, you can donate, you can provide feedback, and best of all, you can follow the Twitter feed and keep an eye on what we're doing there, news headlines, and a whole lot more. So there you have that. Now, a quick recap of yesterday's shows in order. And then, of course, I got a bunch of news for the first hour, second hour live, simulcast, Bridie on TV, the Sheriff Mac Show, along with Liberty Roundtable Live on Bridie on Radio and Loving Liberty Radio Networks. And I'm just telling you, we're everywhere, folks. If you want to hear hard-hitting constitutional truth, you're tuned to the right station. As some would say, twin it up. If you're not really ready for hard-hitting conservative constitutional talk radio, then just turn your radio off and go watch CNN or do something else, okay? Welcome to the broadcast. We had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about the fact that we enjoyed the 192nd semi-annual general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints over the weekend. It was three Saturday sessions, two sessions on Sunday, 10 hours of incredible, in my opinion, words from apostles and prophets and leaders. If you want to learn about it and watch it or listen to it, churchofjesuschrist.org is where you can get that done. All of it's archived and available for you. We talked about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet, seer, and revelator. His name is Russell M. Nelson. And he says, we call upon people everywhere to pray for those in need, to do what they can to help the distressed, and to seek the Lord's help in ending any major conflicts. Amen to that, folks. In your personal life, whether we're talking about war in the Ukraine and Russia or other wars that may break out, or just conflicts with family members or loved ones or whatever, you know what? Set aside those conflicts. Forgive one another. We also talked about Elder Ballard, one of the apostles. Family is the most profound influence in life. Amen to that. That's why we always say it's about God, family, and country on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Oaks, said the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is required by God to oppose social and legal pressure to retreat from his doctrine of marriage between a man and a woman, and to oppose changes that confuse or alter gender or homogenize gender and the differences between men and women. Okay, we've got to stand on this binary that there are male and female, credity them. Not only is it reality by God's law, but it's scientific as well. Let's back the science, shall we? Elder Rasband, another apostle, discussed religious freedom, and he says it includes freedom to assemble, to believe what you want to believe, and he highlighted and noted the incredible attacks on this freedom around the world, and that we should do what we can to stand up for religious liberty everywhere we are. It's important, folks. We should do what we can to stand up for this freedom whenever possible. Encourage others to help us. It relates to character and morality, and morality and religion are the two great supports, as we talk about often on this broadcast. We talked about, in contrast, self-destructive Disney finds a new permanent way to terrify children. Roger L. Simon in Epoch Times doing a phenomenal job with his column there. We talked about the Western world sadly has had its run, writes Paul Craig Roberts. The days of the West sadly are over. The West is drowning in accumulated mistakes and degeneracy. The moral fiber and leadership is just gone. All right. Anyway, we talked about that in detail, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't mean to be negative about the country. We only say that America's leadership is gone because we're turning our backs on all things godly, all things traditional family, all things in the culture war that we should hold dear. We seem to be abandoning. It's a tragic reality. We talked about how to survive the Fauci hospital protocol as well. Second hour of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We talked to our guest, Dr. Scott Bradley, his collegiate series and lifelong goal to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. He's got incredible weekly webinars there, Q&As on the Constitution, his collegiate series, and a whole lot more. That's freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about new laws reveal wide chasm as states veer to the left or to the right, and the separation between the two is greater. We talked about the incredible speech that a man gave in 1988, a long time ago, huh? Over 30 years ago. But in 1988, a man by the name of Ezra Taft Benson, former Secretary of Agriculture in the Eisenhower administration, gave an incredible speech called I Testify. Yeah, and in that speech, we really learn a lot about what's happening. He says this, I testify that the forces of good and evil are increasing, evil under Lucifer's leadership, and the forces of good increase under the leadership of Jesus Christ. There will be growing battles between the two until the final confrontation, as the issues become more and more clear and more obvious. Mankind will eventually be required to align themselves either for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan, right? The kingdom of the devil. And you're not going to be able to avoid that discussion, folks. He then went on and said, I testify that wickedness is rapidly expanding in every segment of our society. It is more highly organized, more cleverly disguised, and more powerfully promoted than ever before. Secret combinations lusting for power, gain, and glory are flourishing. A secret combination that seeks to overthrow the freedom of all lands, nations, and countries is increasing its evil influence and control over America and the entire world. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us as members of the church, and he's talking about all believers in Christ, to walk in all the ways of the Lord, to use our influence, to make popular that which is sound and unpopular that which is unsound. In other words, the culture war, ladies and gentlemen, is before us, and we better stand up for what's right. We're going to be forced to eventually, folks. Finally, we need to realize that truth will triumph, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. In fact, Russell M. Nelson, as we mentioned, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, highlighted the importance of the power of spiritual momentum. Whatever you engage in, whatever you focus on, whatever you spend your time advancing, eventually will achieve momentum, either good or bad. It's time to let the good momentum, following the Prince of Peace, be what we advocate for, what we spend our time on, what we engage in, what we rally, if you will, for. All right. Sometimes I wonder if this is a Rip Van Winkle moment, folks. Are we waking up 20 years later going, what the heck has happened to our great country? Do we hear the Twilight Zone theme song playing? It feels like that to a great degree, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All right. That is a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds on your radio.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. News the networks refuse to use everywhere. Promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. That's our claim to fame. When people ask about Liberty Roundtable Live, and they say, oh, man, you do talk radio? Really? Tell me about it. What do you do? And all I say is this. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. How's that for a description of the show, ladies and gentlemen? If it's constitutional, we love it. And if it's not, we hate it. Our goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Think about that, man. In a very short few words, we highlight what the whole show is about. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, over 25 years on the air. And that's what we talk about, man. Look, if it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. And by the way, it's about God, family, and country, and the protection thereof, and the promotion of life, liberty, and property. Right? Wow. It's pretty simple subject matter, isn't it? That's right. And therefore, there's so much from that simple summary that comes when you think about it. Would get rid of 90% of the government, would reject all the unconstitutional communist-style agendas, government schools gone under our plan, 90% of the government's gone. The federal government has a very incredibly powerful role, but very narrow in scope. Day to day, the general government wouldn't be in our lives at all. The states would have appropriate authority and power, but yet there'd be balance, checks and balances between the states and the general government. All three branches of government would have their authority delegated by the supreme law of the land all the way down to the county level. There wouldn't be battles and dishonesty and manipulations and seizings for power, and everybody would hold each other in check. It'd be a phenomenal, incredible focus on God, family, and country, and the whole purpose of government would be to protect life, liberty, and property. It'd be tremendous. Anyway, I digress. News the networks refuse to use starts now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a nearly unified wall of GOP opposition to Judge Jackson cracked slightly on Monday as two more Senate Republicans said they would side with Democrats and they would be supporting her, paving the way for her confirmation as the, quote, first black woman on the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. It is a disgrace. Senators Mitt Romney of the state of Utah and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska joined a third Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, in lending their support to Judge Jackson, defying deep resistance in the Republican Party to the nominee. The GOP opposition was underscored anew on Monday when all 11 Republicans on the Judiciary Committee voted against the nomination of Jackson. That prompted the Democrats then to use a unusual procedure. See, by hook or by crook, are they going to get this done? An unusual procedure to force the nomination out of the deadlocked panel or committee with an effort to move it to the vote of the full Senate. Well, that means it'll be a 53-47 reality check, won't it, ladies and gentlemen? You won't even need Kamala Harris to break the tie because it'll be 53-47. You got the three Republicans that are going to side and sell us out. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what happens when you let carpetbaggers like Mitt Romney roll into the state of Utah and circumvent the caucus system and get elected because of big money, power, and influence. And ladies and gentlemen, when you let that happen, you pay dearly. Not only at the ballot box do you pay dearly, but you pay dearly day in and day out as he votes against, and I don't care about the party, ladies and gentlemen, but as he votes against morality and integrity and conservative views and life, liberty, and property, as he promotes the rejection of God, family, and country, look, this Jackson lady is whacked out. This is the lady that can't even define the word woman, right? This is the woman that refuses to define, wait a minute, did I just say this is the woman that refuses to define woman? Yeah, that's exactly what I said, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that for a minute. This is a woman that refuses to define a woman. All right? The problem is those on the left have been struggling to define what a woman is. What is a clear definition of a woman? So the Daily Caller, believe it or not, great news service led by Tucker Carlson and others, decided to reach out to all 57 Democrats to see if anybody was willing to offer a definition of a woman. Every single request sent to the Senate Democrats to define woman was met with silence. Brown also dodged the question, saying, I'm not qualified. I'm not a biologist, Marsha Blackburn asked. No, I can't. Not in this context. I'm not a biologist. The problem is, hey, what's a woman? So let me put this to you even more straight, if I will. Let me see if I can articulate this a little better for you, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is serious indeed. So while I told you that Mitt Romney, the lead senator, I know he's a junior senator to Mike Lee, but okay. But look, he can't make up his mind. The guy's a train wreck. So Utah literally lets his carpetbagger roll into Utah and get elected on big money. The caucus tried to stop him, but, of course, big money circumvented the caucus system in the great state of Utah. So don't think that most Americans really doubled down in defense of Romney. By hook and by crook and by carpetbagging, did they get Romney in place in the first place, okay? So don't look at us as citizens of Utah and go, wow, you guys are sure putting a piece of work in there. No. We all got circumvented in Shanghai to get that done to a great degree. The big media in bed with big money and along with circumventing the caucus system got Mitt there. But now Mitt's a disgrace. And I'm going to tell you why. While leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, apostles and prophets doubled down in the defense of male and female created them. In their general conference just over the weekend, they literally said, hey, we cannot let this gender blurring take place. We cannot let this softening of what genders are and mean. Elder Oaks, for example, well known for his attorney skills, if you will, well known for his former, you know, court prowess as a judge and everything else, literally said, we are not at liberty to offset God's laws, God's commandment. God teaches that there is a male and female, that this binary is real, and male and female have gender-specific roles, and that gender is an eternal characteristic of who we are. You cannot change your gender. All right, he focused on a document that was from 1995 called the Proclamation on the Family. All right. It's a proclamation to the whole world. It's been out since 1995. What's that? 05, 15, over 27 years, right? So the doctrine of God and the stance of the Church of Jesus Christ is very clear. Male and female created them, and we cannot set that aside. We are not at liberty to deny this or to, I don't know what to say. We're not at liberty to deny any of that, right? Well, anyway, so Mitt Romney, though, now is backing this woman that can't define woman. And I think about that, and I agree that Mitt Romney is free to do what he wants, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, but this is where, you know, Mitt Romney, what is wrong with you? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints literally doubles down just this last weekend. Saying male and female, there is woman and man. And now you're literally doubling down and supporting a Supreme Court justice that can't define woman? Oh, no, not in this context, she can't. What? Think about that. All 50 Senate Democrats cannot define woman. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this in my mind is so simple. The problem is that we're not willing to tell the truth is the problem. They know what a woman definition is. The reason they won't acknowledge it is because they know full well the second they do, the transgender narrative melts down and politically it becomes very dangerous for them. Is Mitt beholding to that group so much so that he can't stand with the knowledge of God on this topic? Shame on Romney. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Barack Obama will deliver remarks on the Affordable Care Act and lowering health care costs. The new policy is designed to close a loophole in the ACA known as the family glitch that's prevented an estimated 5 million people from qualifying for subsidized health plans.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends, not just Washington friends, and so I'm sure they will talk about events in the world as well as their families and personal lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mark Milley will testify before the Armed Services Committee in just about a half hour. Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is expected to sign a bill that outlines the rights of parents to review public school classroom materials, opt their children out of sex education, and access all records related to their children. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The United States stopped the Russian government on Monday from paying holders of its sovereign debt more than $600 million from reserves held at U.S. banks. The sanctions were in retaliation for Russia attacking Ukraine on February 24th. An $84 million coupon payment was also due on a 2042 sovereign bond. That didn't happen. Russia was last allowed to make a $447 million coupon payment on a 2030 sovereign dollar bond due last Thursday. Inflation is already hurting the price of eggs, but wait, there's more.
The bird flu is causing a spike in egg prices. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win the 2022 NCAA basketball tournament. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you that Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska joined the third Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine in lending their support to Judge Jackson, defying deep resistance in their party to the nominee. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to respond to this. You know, I get Lisa. She's a whack. All right. I get Susan Collins. She's been a whack and a liberal forever. But, man, Mitt Romney, especially, I understand some of his, I don't know what you want to call it, but agenda. I get it. But, folks, Mitt has got to stop. He's literally rejecting everything that we hold dear, ladies and gentlemen. The Daily Caller reached out and asked all 50 senators to provide a clear definition of what a woman is, right? But no one responded. Every single request was sent or was met with opposition, like silence. They're not going to define a woman. So I want Mitt Romney now to be hardcore requested to define woman. Because if he's going to back Jackson and Jackson won't define woman because she's not, quote, qualified, she's not a, quote, what do they call that, biologist or whatever? What does that mean, right? Well, then Romney needs to provide a clear definition of what a woman is. Can Romney define a woman? Right? Can Romney define a woman? Because really, his church can. Right? Those on the left have been seemingly unwilling or incapable of providing a definition of what's a woman. Right? And so if Romney's church can Romney? Can Romney define, provide a clear definition of woman? This is really important, folks. Can Senator Romney provide a clear definition of what a woman is? That's a very serious question, in my opinion. Because if he can, then he's going to really have a hard time defending his support of Jackson. If he cannot, then I kind of wonder, how can he support his claim or backing of, how can he justify his backing of Judge Jackson? I kind of look at that and I just go, wow. This is very interesting indeed, right? I mean, think about the Daily Caller reaching out to all 50 Senate Democrats to see if anybody was willing to offer a definition of woman. Every single request was met with silence. Even Jackson jettisoned the definition, right? And you just say, Sam, you're repeating this several times. I know I am. And I'm doing it on purpose. Because if all 50 Democrats meet asking what the definition of woman is with silence, and Supreme Court nominee Jackson also dodged the question during her hearing, responding with, I'm not a biologist, right? I mean, Marsha Blackburn doing a great job asking the question, right? This is serious. Because the problem is, you've got those who believe that gender is fluid, and they are hardcore Democrats. And the problem that I have is if you cannot define that because you're afraid to offend those who are fluid in their gender, meaning they believe they can either go back and forth, or who don't believe that gender is a firm definition. In other words, somebody who identifies with a different gender, therefore is, so you can't define woman because a woman might have male genitalia. A woman might have the characteristics of a man. A woman might have been born a man. Okay, if you accept that dishonest against science definition and a definition against God's law, then see, you can't really answer the question. Because if you do, then politically you will do one of two things. Either one, lie as you make up your own definition and get caught to back your, quote, perverted against God agenda. Or you will tell the truth, and then the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and I don't know if it's queer or questioning or what, Q, you know, then they will have a problem if you tell the truth. And so the reason that these Republicans won't tell the truth is I'm not sure. When you deal with Lisa Murkowski, right? And when you deal with Susan Collins and stuff, I get it. But when you deal with Mitt Romney, I don't get it. His church just unequivocally declared a woman and a man to be the binary reality of God's law. And President Oaks, or Elder Oaks of the Church of Jesus Christ, literally said, we are not at liberty to back away from that. We must back and understand and unequivocally support that view. It's God's definition, not ours. And we're not at liberty to set it at naught. We're not at liberty to dismiss it. Okay. But now Mitt Romney literally backing a woman that cannot define woman. That's right. Backing a woman that cannot define woman. That is a serious, serious problem, Senator. When the Daily Caller reaches out to all 50 senators and everybody rejected it, and when this Supreme Court justice will not define these things, we've got a serious problem, right? Anyway, I don't mean to go on about this forever and say the same things over and over, but I really want to highlight this. It's one thing for the Democrats to reject the definition. It's another thing for Mitt Romney, though, who is a senator of one of the most conservative states in the union, a senator who represents the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints by his membership to some degree. He does not speak for the church, but his stature as a senator speaks volumes about his influence and his power and his authority to some degree. Now, I know that's sad that we've got so much power given to senators in America in the first place. But I look at this thing and I go, man, where do we go? Where do we go with this? And so I really think that people need to call their Senator Romney right now if you're in the state of Utah. And if you're not in the state of Utah, I encourage you to call Romney right now and say, sir, what on earth are you doing? If this Supreme Court justice will not provide a definition of woman, how will she ever, in the controversy of politics, define the Constitution or constitutional government or define one's oath of office or define fidelity to the supreme law? Okay, if you can't define woman, how are you going to define all those things? And if you can't stand up to define male and female, and you're not willing to double down in defense of God's law and established science, then how can you ever be relied upon to define anything else? And if you go with a perverted definition manipulated by the courts so that you can sign on to that, what does that mean in time? What will this lady do to advance transgender agendas? Gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans agenda. What will she do to advance that? After she gets elected, will she be so vague on the term woman? Or will she say, I can't define it because I'm not a biologist, as she's running or as she's the candidate? And then later, once she gets elected, if the court defines these terms in more likable language for her, might she just have a change of heart there? And might she just decide to double down and say, well, woman's been defined by the courts, and I need to go along with this definition now. Will the definition be what we hope for, ladies and gentlemen? I seriously doubt it. We cannot let Jackson get on the Supreme Court. It's time to let our will be known, my fellow Americans. And you better do it fast. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
I'm James Harrigan, senior editor at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm also the Friedrich Hayek Distinguished Fellow at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm the co-host of the Words and Numbers podcast. I'm pretty busy most of the time, but whenever I get a free day or two, I like to travel around the country to talk to young people wherever I find them. And that's where my friends at Loving Liberty come in. They have asked me to come to Liberty Hall in Far West to talk about some things I love talking about: the knowledge problem and human flourishing. We'll be live at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. These two lectures are free for students, their families, and their teachers. So just about everyone, really. And while the event is free, you do have to register to attend. So head over to lovingliberty.net to grab a seat before they're all gone. This event is kindly co-sponsored by Loving Liberty Incorporated and the Foundation for Economic Education. See you in Utah, Friday, April 22nd. I look forward to meeting all of you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You think you're going to have relief at the pump? I bet you're wrong, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, oil prices just went up over the last day and a half or so, ladies and gentlemen. Despite whacked out Joe's attempt to release oil reserves and bring the cost of oil down, why is the government manipulating oil in the first place, ladies and gentlemen? I thought we believed in free enterprise. Oh, no, not another Joe plan. Anyway, so Joe trying to bring down oil prices. Oil shooting up, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's going to get worse, not better. You say, how do you know that, Sam? Well, Pete Buttcheek, isn't that the guy's name? How do you say this guy's last name anyways? B-U-T-T, that's butt, right? I-G-I-E-G. But a gig? Anyway. This guy's like the transportation czar in America right now, right? Two Americans, he says, get used to crushing gas prices until we achieve clean energy independence. Yeah. So Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, two Americans, get used to it. You're going to expect higher prices at the pump, and it's not going to get better until we achieve clean energy independence. What does that mean? So now you're getting into the global environmental whacked out stuff that I told you about. And the problem is if I speak out about it, then they say, oh, see, Sam, you're just a climate change denier. That you should be arrested for your denial. Look, I don't deny that the climate changes. I know every day it gets warm in the day and cooler at night and the sun comes out and all that. I understand that every year the seasons happen. No doubt the climate changes. I agree there's cycles to the planet that are daily, seasonally, yearly. But there's also, drought years, years of plenty, years of famine. Go ask Joseph of Egypt. I know he's not around to ask, but the story is biblical. And it's replete there. Look, we know 7 years of famine, 7 years of plenty. That's a 14-year reality check right there. Did the Lord, the God of this world, did he make these changes? What happens with all that? So I get that there's cycles. I get that there's change. I get that the climate changes. How much of it we're responsible for is what I'm disputing. And even if we are responsible for some of it, what do we do about it? Okay, what can we really, honestly, legitimately do about it is the fair question we should ask ourselves, right? Because understand, ladies and gentlemen, a life without fossil fuels is literally impossible. Literally impossible, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't believe in the word fossil fuel in the first place because I don't think that honestly, and again, if we want to back science here, I don't believe for 1 second, ladies and gentlemen, this fuel is fossil, generated? I really don't. I don't believe that if it was just fossils, that we would have enough oil to last for literally, I mean, when did we start using oil? In mass, when vehicles came out, what, in the early 1900s? When were cars prominent enough? You know, 1910, 1920, 30. You could say, well, Sam, there were cars around before. I know. When did the average Joe have a car? I mean, that's an interesting question, right? When did the average American have a car? That's a really fair question, isn't it? Have a car, have electricity, right? When did the average American have a car? When did the average American have electricity? See, now Buttcheek or Buttigieg, whatever his name is, literally slammed for urging electric car buying. Okay? It's an important question, important thing. Because remember, the average car is so expensive now, whether it's new or used, that Americans are really struggling. That's on purpose, not by mistake. The cost of gas, again, not by mistake, it's on purpose. Buttigieg even highlights this reality, right? In 1882, the first power station was opened. In 1925, about half of Americans had electricity. In 1945, about 85%. Okay? But Americans are driving less and owning cars less because they just can't afford them. Okay? The cost of electric cars is prohibitive, folks. In 1980, 87.2% of American households owned at least one car. Right? There you have it. And I look at this and I go, man, this Buttigieg guy is nuts. He literally is saying buy an electric car. Well, do you know what? Not only cars so expensive now, people can't afford them. But it gets worse. Because you know what? The average cost of an electric vehicle is $10,000 more. If the average car costs $30,000, then it's literally 33% more to get an electric vehicle. A life without fossil fuels, folks, I maintain to you, is impossible. It really is. We need to go through the average American's day and see if you can survive without fossil fuels. And listen to me carefully. Even if you go camping, you need to be very careful because the ice chest that you use is probably plastic. Fossil fuels. The tent that you use. Oh, Sam, it's fabric. Don't worry. Oh, yeah, you think so? What about the making of that metal? What about the making of that fabric or the manufacturing of the... Fossil fuels is really everything you do. Even the water that you get camping is either in bottled water, takes manufacturing, right? I mean, you couldn't even have the plastic bottles without it, right? Even if you get water out of the spigot and say, I bring my own, you know what, renewable pots or whatever you say, okay, the water, how did it get to the surface of the earth? How did it get treated so it's drinkable or potable, as they term it? Okay, the answer is fossil fuels made all that happen. You can't even go camping. Even if you make a serious effort, you cannot get away from fossil fuels. You remember that autistic girl? I think her name is Greta or something like that. Even she wouldn't go on planes because she wanted to fight the fossil fuel discussion. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The boat that she's on, taking the slow boat around the world, even the boat that she's on requires fossil fuels. You say, oh, no, Sam. No, it doesn't. It's a sailboat. What about all the manufacturing that it takes to make that happen? Let me ask you, did they use, ladies and gentlemen, a hammer or a nail gun or a, you know, screw drill or whatever? What do they use to put that together? What do they use to manufacture that? Does the boat have varnish on it or lacquer? What about all those different things that go into the boat? How much of that boat could be made in modern times without fossil fuels? Not that I believe in fossil fuels in the first place. I'm just merely making a point. I'm telling you now, it is literally impossible to live without fossil fuels today. You say, well, Sam, they had boats way before fossil fuel. I understand. How long did those boats last, and how do they relate to today? And how many people are willing to go back to the manufacturing of boats in that manner? You say, Sam, my horse doesn't require fossil fuels. And my response is, yeah, and how long are you going to be allowed to ride a horse in most cities today? Are you going to just tie that, horse up to your buggy rack or your shopping cart rack, depending on where you live, when you go in instead of a hitching post or what? Where are you going to put your horse when you roll in? And hey, by the way, that horse that eats that grain that you have, how was that grain created? Do they really use manual labor to make that happen? What about the plow? How did they go ahead and get that plow, that metal thing developed? You know, what do they use? Well, Sam, they used wood. Did they really go back to all that? See, you can't even create boats in mass enough with our modern society to do this. The idea that we can live without fossil fuels now is bogus. Now, I don't believe in the term fossil fuel because I believe the earth, the mantle of the earth makes oil. But I digress. I'm just telling you that this kind of fuel cannot be avoided even though we pretend it can. When you look at a windmill, when you look at a solar panel or whatever, you know, look, these devices can't even be made without fossil fuels, can they? The only electricity without fossil fuels that you might do is hydro. And that's even debatable. All right, final story of the hour. Tesla CEO Elon Musk literally bought a 9.2% stake in Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's interesting indeed. They say that's according to an SEC filing. He purchased roughly 73.5 million shares, making him the largest shareholder. That's interesting. Musk purchased roughly 73.5 million shares, making him the largest shareholder. That's according to the Associated Press. And Musk has questioned whether Twitter rigorously adheres to the principle of free speech. Now, I appreciate that. Now, Musk posted a poll on Twitter, and it said that 74% of respondents said that Twitter does not back free speech. Now, they say that Twitter serves as the de facto town square. Think of that, folks. Anyway, then they finalize this discussion for Elon Musk, and they say, hey, don't worry. His involvement so far is kind of a passive role. Wow. I don't know about that. Is this a passive mode? I don't see it. Do you? I don't see it at all as a passive move. I think he's going to get aggressive at some point. Right? What do you expect to happen? Do you expect Elon Musk to play a passive role? Or will he eventually throw his weight around at Twitter? Only time will tell. God bless you. Second hour in seconds. You are listening to and eventually watching Liberty Roundtable Live and the Sheriff Mac Show. God save the Republic of the United States of America.